East Coast Granite.
Hey, Constantine, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just got your email. I texted him. I know he's doing an install on the job.
Okay, his voicemail's full, actually. I was trying to leave a message, but his voicemail's full.
Honestly, you might be better off just texting him, because that's what I do with him usually. I don't know if he's or not.
Did he get back to you yet or no?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, hey, Ruben, and he knows exactly, obviously, who you are. I told him, Ruben will be calling you via this number, the number that popped up for you, California number.
Okay.
He has a few questions for you. Please answer. He goes like, okay, we'll do.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll just wait for him to call me back, and I'll look out for your bank statements to get you the best offer possible, okay?
So do you think, Ruben, because, I mean, this East Coast Granite Marble, my company here, well, my division here, I mean, you know, I can send you my statements too. Do you think it would be possible to get financing under that?
So the way, yeah, so here's how it works. So what you're looking, and I'm going to pull your own file. So let's go over a few things, because I'm not here to like sell you. I'm here to just give you options, and hopefully I can win your business. So the first thing is, when we did the last transaction, it's a corporate-only transaction. Yep. So that means there's no signer. So basically what we look for is how long the corporate credit history. Now, your company, your division is a newer company, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So we can put it under that entity, but we're going to use a cross-reference for the existing company to justify the loan. Like, I'll give, hold on. That might be Heath calling me. Let me grab this, and I'll call you right back. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.